But in the meantime, we're staying in the States, albeit over on the East Coast now. Last weekend, students from the Harvard Schools of Business and Design called on some of the design world's more forward thinkers to partake in the first design conference hosted at the university. We dispatched our reporter, Kathy Corman, to see what it was all about and learn what burning topics were discussed in Harvard's hallowed halls. Here's what she found.
And there was this printer going in the background, and it looked like this crappy Epson, you know, 2007. I'm sorry, I shouldn't have said a brand name. I retract that. And it was just going back and forth like zzz, 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 zzz. And then they said, well, we want to introduce this. And this kid walks out on the stage, and he has one. And I was just, it was just mind-blowing. It was just insanely mind-blowing.
That's Andy Berndt, the guy who manages Google's creative arm, speaking to a rapt, standing-room-only crowd. He was giving the keynote speech at By Design, a conference that grad students in design and business put on at Harvard last week. Tickets for the conference sold out 2 weeks early. Organizers said that's in part because magnetic designers and entrepreneurs like Berndt decided to participate. Tickets also sold out, they say, because the conference promised something Boston is missing: cross-pollination between designers and entrepreneurs.
When I arrived in Boston, I didn't necessarily see a lot of energy in creativity quite the way I did back in Austin. It's a very different environment here.
That's Jeremy Schreiber. He left Austin, Texas, a year and a half ago to earn a degree from Harvard's business school. Schreiber spent 9 years in Austin as an electrical and computer engineer in what he affectionately calls the Silicon Hills, Texas's counterpart to California's Silicon Valley.
We have lots of people in different silos, and they very rarely intercommunicate. We thought by adding a little more design thinking into the mix, we'd bring out people's inner creativity, kind of unleash the beast a little.
The student organizers gave conference participants a choice. They could listen to speakers from top business and design schools, as well as from cutting-edge startups such as the internet fundraising website Kickstarter and global innovation firm Frog Design. Or participants could opt for a second track. About 40% of participants chose to spend a day doing what everybody's talking about. They worked in teams to reframe the concept of education. Here they are in Harvard's new iLab, a white-walled, open-plan space filled with whiteboards, tables, and chairs.
So I see like some kind of tool that facilitates this recording.
Totally. Yeah.
Jill Wildman is leading one of the teams.
So think broadly about the different kinds of materials that might turn up in this world. Yeah. Can you be specific on general?
Yeah. So I'm interested in engineering. So I'm gonna go talk to Matt. And here's what I learned. That gets me 2 points on my towards my. Specialize, I move from here to here.
You know what they mean in each specific sense, so illustrate it in each way.
Wildman's originally from London. These days, she hails from Pittsburgh, where she's teaching in Carnegie Mellon University's design program. She hews to a definition of design that was in sync with the student organizers, and that got her excited.
Design is the deliberate making and planning of things.
That's it. It's that simple.
Yeah, it is.
When Wildman first learned about the conference, she immediately got in touch with organizers to see how she could get involved. She couldn't wait to work with others who shared her desire to move design in new directions.
When I started out in design, I was under the assumption that design was about making things more beautiful. And I've changed an awful lot since then. Not everyone has to be a designer to do design. It's more an approach and a set of tools and a way of thinking that allows people to unpack issues that are complex and difficult now and project into the future the kinds of things we'd really like to see in the world.
What do students want to see and build, make and market? The kinds of things that keynote speaker Andy Berndt described, things like kidneys made on 3D printers. Given the enthusiasm and sold-out ticket sales, lead organizers such as business school student Jonathan Arena are already gearing up for more.
We're definitely going to take this conference, take By Design, and grow it
throughout the next year, there's so many possibilities, and just listening to people today, I'm just so excited. I'm thrilled. I'm thinking of dedicating my summer to this.
If all goes according to plan, Arena says he and his co-organizers will expand the conference from this year's 400 participants to 1,000 next year. By reaching across disciplines, they're confident they'll be making their city the third peg in a triangle stretching from California to Texas to Massachusetts. For Monocle in Boston, I'm Kathy Corman.
Thank you for that, Kathy. If you've just joined us, you're listening to Section D here on Monocle 24.